Welcome to Journey with Nature, brought to you by the Nature Conservancy, celebrating 50 years of conservation in Indiana. I'm Michael Atwood. The first Earth Day happened in 1970 when Senator Gaylord Nelson hoped to shake up the political establishment and force environmental reform onto the national agenda. Senator Nelson was troubled by the state of the country's environment, but he was astounded by the event's surprising success. Senator Nelson became known as the founding father of Earth Day and later wrote that, quote, "The remarkable thing about it was how it organized itself." Nelson believed that it was the grassroots element of the first Earth Day that made it so successful. He knew that it was those who helped spread the word and who organized and attended one of the several events around the states were responsible for making Earth Day incredible. How incredible? The enormous response at the grassroots level did not go unnoticed. Many credited Earth Day for convincing U.S. politicians that environmental legislation had a substantial, lasting constituency. Congress passed many important laws in the wake of that first Earth Day in 1970, including the Clean Air Act, Endangered Species Act, and the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency. Environmental groups and individuals have continued to make Earth Day a day of action, encouraging others to change their behavior and provoking policy changes. Hoosiers play their part by attending one of the largest Earth Day festivals in downtown Indianapolis or by organizing smaller events in their hometown, all in celebration and with the hope of protecting our planet.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on 2009 Earth Day activities around Indiana is available at nature.org/Indiana.